What a perfect day to play left, right there. Forget the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear. Spend our square, written our square.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. In the entire kitchen and bath industry show.
We are. We're inside so many kitchen and bath products right now. Like, it's insane.
In the Marilat booth.
Yeah, if you're working on a kitchen or a bath, like, if you're trying to...
If you're even doing a built-in project.
Yeah, if you're driving to a home improvement store right now trying to get inspiration for your project, you are jealous of us right now.
Yes,
Let me
are.
Just tell you, because we are, like, in the Super Bowl of kitchen and bath products.
And if you hate your kitchen, listen up, because we're with James Cook, host of I Hate My Kitchen. On the
James Young.
James, God, I'm saying
Young.
It
all
I
will
day.
Say, I will say you guys are a
you know
cute
what?
Couple.
He keeps saying Cook, I think, because of kitchen.
Why?
He keeps saying
well, what
of
I
kitchen.
Figured out quickly is who is the brains of the operation
Oh,
here.
My husband, right? okay.
James Cook?
See the arrow pointing to her?
He's the muscle.
I think I memorized your name wrong.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to undo it. I get strong back, weak mind right over here.
Okay, I got you.
I'm very sorry.
No problem
yeah,
at all.
Anyway, so we're joined by James.
James is a contractor, an electrician, and a realtor.
I used to be a realtor. I don't practice now because I'm so busy.
And a U.S. Army veteran.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your service.
No problem.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was at Fort Lewis, Washington, Fort Gordon, Georgia, Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I did a recruiting stint in Minnesota.
And what was your job?
I'm a signal soldier. Communications.
Really?
Communications.
What does that mean?
That means I fix things. That's what I did in the Army. I fixed things.
And then how did you get your contracting, your residential contracting background? Like,
I got out of the Army and got in the union.
Uh-huh.
And I went through my 5-year apprenticeship.
Right.
Got my license and started my building trades career. That's how it all started.
So the union of the Brotherhood...
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Oh, Electrical Union.
That's right.
I get
IBEW. IBEW.
Rigorous training.
Very.
So you know all the commercial stuff, too.
I've worked in this building that we're in.
Get out of here.
You have not.
I've worked in this building that we're in. I've worked on the MGM Grand, the Encore, the City Center.
And soon to work on our home, too.
Oh, coming to a kitchen. You know,
Too funny.
And how did the carpentry side start?
It started probably... 2000 or so. I just, I work with my hands.
Yeah.
Why not give it a shot?
Right.
Why not give it a shot?
And you took to it, obviously.
Yeah. And I enjoy it.
And being both has got to be a massive time saver. I mean, we sub that out.
We do.
Do you?
We sub it out. Yeah.
I've been hearing all these great things about you.
But that's the thing. You know, we sub out electrical and plumbing. We do.
Electrical and plumbing.
We work with the... We do a plan. We know what we want. We know how it's all going to go.
Right.
We know how
we
it's done.
We do the layout.
But,
we chase the wire. We know how to route everything.
But it's always good to have someone who really knows what they're
doing.
Who's
qualified.
Yes.
But it's kind of... It's good to know to have that background. On that thought of how you want things. You know how you want things. Though.
Yes.
So
it's
easy to, just...
And that's
I
the
get
hardest.
To be very specific sometimes.
There you go.
Yes.
And that's
usually
the hardest part for them.
When our electricians come over, they all just kind of stand around and stare at me while I explain, and I've got my plan and everything, my drawings all out, and they're like... And Mark's like, no, this is how we want it. I'm like, no. And we usually have... That's when we have a little disagreement, too, is usually when...
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And I've got 6,000 lines snapped on the wall and the ceiling all over the place.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I want this centered on this and I want this centered on that. And we get very complicated.
Wow, okay.
Exactly. So what was the last project that you worked on before you came here?
Before I came here, I finished up a house in Minneapolis for the show.
Okay.
Oh, really?
For the show, yeah. And this was kind of cool because we recaptured some wood from a bowling alley.
No.
And we made an island out of it and also made the kitchen table. So that was kind of the unique thing we did with that kitchen. So that's the last project that I worked on.
From a bowling alley.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It was like they were tearing down the bowling alley kind of thing, or redoing it, or whatever.
We just went in there at night, late at night, and just took it.
Hey, look, they're not using this.
They're not using it right now. Let's reuse it.
I sent the guys over to do that. I can't claim that I did that.
Okay. That sounds good.
And then I Hate My Kitchen is going into its second lovable episode.
Season
premiere July 12th.
July 12th.
We're on the East Coast. When does that come on?
9:30 Eastern.
Sweet.
Is that a Tuesday? Is that Tuesdays?
Yeah, because I'm a Tuesday show. So it's on right now. You can see the first season on Tuesdays at 9:30 Eastern time. I know you guys are East Coast.
We are East Coast.
Yeah, we're all East Coast. We know about that stuff.
We do know about that stuff, darling.
I just live there. There's nothing to know about.
So you've been
East
walking
Coast.
Around. You've been filming at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
I've seen you.
And so what have you seen here that has knocked your socks off?
What is knocked my... You know, I just did
it. He's got socks on.
Because I can't say blown his hair back.
No, you can't say that. That's not going to work.
Something did that a long time ago, and, you know, it just can't happen again. Yeah.
You know, I just did a booth right before I came over here where it had a sliding countertop.
What?
It slid off, so it had a sliding countertop, and then it had a TV that raised up, and it was controlled, remote control, just like a car remote. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go and see that.
I can't even afford to go over there. Never mind buy one of those.
They wouldn't tell me the price.
Yeah. They wouldn't?
No.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Let's just say high end.
Oh, wow. That would be very cool to incorporate into a project.
Yeah. How big of a TV did they have coming out of it?
It was probably a 22-inch or roughly in that area. But it was, I mean, it popped right up.
Did you see any kitchen application for that?
Like my house.
Yeah.
I love
any
it.
Any room. Yeah.
But it was actually a space saver, too, because... It came out, you know, probably extended out probably about 4 feet.
Right.
And they had, you know, a place settings for plates and whatever. So, you know, it's a space saver kind of in a way. An expensive space saver. You might as well maybe rebuild.
You can put an addition on your home or buy this counter to save space.
There you go.
Yeah. It's just two different approaches.
You know, it's just how you look at it.
Yeah, you can go this way or you can go that way.
And when you come through a place like this, do you see stuff and you're like, the gears start to turn. I could have used that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, you know what? I would do that. You know, I'm talking to the crew. I was like, you know, I'd go with that. Because I saw a touch technology sink. And you just touch it, and then you can turn it. Turns colors red for hot.
You know,
and then you don't have to, like, put your hand in, like, if you have a full bowl of water. You just push the button down, and it empties the water out. And I was like, you know what? And it was made of quartz, 80% quartz. The sink itself was 80% quartz. I could do that.
And it was it one of those, I don't know what they're called,
fancy.
But where the bowl is like halfway in the counter kind of thing?
It was fancy. I don't even know what you would call it. Let's just call it fancy.
I love it when it's so fancy it defies explanation.
Right. Yeah. I can't give it a name. Just fancy.
That's
okay,
so that's the second thing no one can have. So, write that down. If anything else no one can have?
Well, I want to know how you got involved in doing your show, too. You know, how did they find you?
How did they find me?
Yeah.
You know, I started this journey a long time ago. I did a show on the Discovery Channel called Gimme Shelter.
Get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, didn't Gimme Shelter come to Philly? After a while,
well,
it came
he
to
auditioned
Philly.
We'll for that
yeah,
show.
I auditioned
Sorry,
for that.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you took my job. You...
Okay.
Get out of here, really.
But
we'll
talk
about that some
other
time.
So that's where I started. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're both telling our age right now.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm floored. Did you go to the casting call in the Winnebago in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
I'm going to give you a really funny story. I'm an electrician, a construction worker. I'm laid off. I get a phone call that says, we want you to come audition for a TV show. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah. Okay. What time is the audition? 4:00. I don't go. They call me back the next day. You didn't make your audition. I'm like, okay, well, all right. So we'll reschedule for tomorrow. All right, fine.
They couldn't get me out of there fast enough.
I didn't go. I thought they were trying to sell me something. I wasn't trying to be on TV. I mean, I just get this phone call, you know. And so the third day when they called me back, they said, you missed your audition again. That's fine. We'll reschedule. I said, how did you get my name and what are you trying to sell me?
How did they get your name?
Somebody gave my name, and that was legit. When I heard that name, I said, okay, I do know that person.
Oh, you know the person, right.
So I called him. I said, hey, man, these people are calling me saying they want me to audition for a TV show.
Did they give him James Cook or James Young?
I think they went by Young that time.
That's very helpful.
And I went to the...
That's why you get his name
Philadelphia?
No, we did it in Minneapolis, and then it went to Philadelphia.
I see. Yeah. All right.
So they already found you before they even auditioned my husband.
See? So
they knew
we're all good.
They knew they had somebody. They told me.
Yeah.
They were. I think they were looking for people in case, like, you know, I don't know. Tom
Brokaw
came
through the door.
In case
you didn't show up for, like...
Yeah, because you weren't showing up.
Because you weren't showing up.
No, it was a Philly thing. They went to you guys.
Oh, that's too funny.
That is so funny.
So do you have a website or Twitter or anything people can find you or check you out? Or do they have to go to the network website?
DIYnetwork.com.
Okay.
DIYnetwork.com.
You're mysterious, too, then.
Check out our blog over there at the headboard.
Don't check out James Cook, though.
Yeah,
James Cook is not even...
Doesn't even exist.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. It's like, who is John Galt? I don't know.
Who is John Galt? Who is James Cook? And when is our break? It's now.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear, spend our spring written out square. What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress up. The door was smashed, you said that she's the bomb. Spend our summer holding on. Cause even though it was a fine print club, bags are packed, heading got lost inside it. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees, and then keep this together. What a perfect year. Follow your heart. Find a stage, catch a plane, still remain at the world apart. New faces, you show them your smile. I hope they know you, and I hope they know your style. Cause even though it was a fine print loss, bags are packed, heading got lost inside. The story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Calling the breeze, I'm on my knees, I'm begging. Keep this together. Cause even though there was a fine print loss, bags are packed, heading got lost in traffic. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. In the breeze, I'm on my knees begging, keep this together. What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk.